We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the top, continuing the sugyas of Matzilin and of Kisvei Kodesh. Tana Rabbanon, Linten Abraiso, HaBrachos. Brachos means like Shemoneh Esrei and other brachos, which are considered actually Torah Shel Baal Peh. So let's say these brachos, someone wrote them down, Vakimeim, someone wrote down Epes Alachash, certain things that are written for refuah on a kameya, afa pish yeshvem oisiyos shel shem, even though it has the oisiyos of a shem Hashem, u meinyanos harbish of a Torah, it has a lot of parshas in the Torah written in there. Ein matzilanos apnei adleika, you cannot save it because of adleika. But on the weekday, you are allowed to save it because that has a chashivas. But on Shabbos, it doesn't have enough chashivas as kisvei kodesh that you can save it on Shabbos. El nesrofim b'mkaimim. Hey, Vasker is saying, you let it be burnt. There's a fire, Chas Hashem. You let it be burnt in its place. These psukim and the Shem Hashem. Mekan Amru, Koisve Brachos Kisarfei Torah. From here, Chazal says, someone who writes these things down, it's like he's burning the Torah. Why? Since he's not going to be able to save it on Shabbos, so comes if there's a fire, it's going to get burned. So even though it's a Vayta Tzad, but somehow Chazal said, no, Koisve Brachos Kisarfei Torah, because it might burn, and you're not going to save it. So why are you writing it down? There's a person wrote down all the Shemoneh Esrei. He wrote down the brachas inside them. They went to tell Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel about the curve. Shmuel went to check it out, see if it's true. And Maisa, he heard him coming. When Rabbi Shmuel was walking up the steps to his house, here goes boy, the guy chapped. This person who wrote it inside them chapped. Not all tumas, he saw brachas. He took a whole tome of brachas, so it means like a whole kvutzis kontreis in Rashi. I guess that's where tome comes from. He took a tome of brachas, a whole volume of brachas, all written down. He dipped it into water. He dumped it into a pail of water. And he went mamash biyadayim here. And he mamash ruined the biyadayim. It's worse than Sefer Torah. It was worse, his last thing that he did, that he stood it with his hand, minarishim, from the first one, from the writing it metchila. So Yinala really burned this biyadayim. Yinala really burned this biyadayim, even though, really, it's also to write the brachas. So it doesn't really have a halach of kiss of kodesh. But lamaisa, when you take the shem Hashem, you take brachas, and you destroy it, that's Yinala to do. That Yinala to do. And it's a voyeur in the Rishonim that you hold Yinala to write this brachas down at all, because it's Torah Shebaal Peh, that in those days, we weren't allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Now you're allowed to write, but those were not the Shabbat Peh, and therefore it was a taina. They didn't want them to write the brachas at all. And Akadekak, it says like serve for Torah because you're not going to be able to save it. So to Gemara, Boi Minei, Rabbi Shkusim Rabbi Baruchuna, Hoyu Ksuvim Vesam Vesikra. We had Torah on Neviim Ksuvim. The halacha is they have to be written, but Diyoy, certain type of ink called Diyoy, because that's the most Meskayimdik ink. But other inks are not kosher for Sefer Torah. So it was written with Ksuvim, with Sam, with Sikra, the different type of inks. The Sikra is a reddish ink, but Kumus, the Kankatam, the black, different black is Shoemaker ink. We had it before. Different type of inks. Even Belashan HaKadosh. It was written in Belashan HaKadosh, but it wasn't good inks. And Matzilin Oysa Prey Adleika Oyla. Shai Oy Matzilin. Question is, this thing, is it matzil, pe'adleika, or not? Because the ma'aseh is written Lashon Kodesh. The only problem is, the ink is not perfect. Not the most kosher ink. Shaila is, could you save it, pe'adleika, or not? So, to boil him on the yama matzilim, to boil him on the yama, ay matzilim. You declare the shaila, sa'al fear of huna, and sa'al fear of chisto, which we have before, machloikis, if you're matzil, something is written mechol lashon. So we're saying both, there's something called mechol lashon, which is a chesaron. We're not allowed to write it mechol lashon. According to Van Yom, we're not allowed to write it. And Sam Sikra Kumas also is a chesaron. And so Vuyer, in the Tab Toisvis, they says, Mashma the Pshit L'Shein Karim Behem. If you have a Sefer Torah written, B'Sam of a Sikra, Toisvis speaks out, you're not allowed to read it. And why not allowed to read it? It's the same reasons as I said before. Two Pshatim, you could say. Either because Torah Shabbik Sav is not allowed to be written, not allowed to be read Baal Peh, by heart, and if it's not written in a kosher or oifin, it's considered Baal Peh, that's one pshat. The other pshat would be like the Chazon Ish says, that it's not a covenant Torah to read something in something that's possible. That's possible. And that alone makes the Issa Kriya. Baal Kaponim, Here's a case with Issa Kriya. It's similar to B'chol Lashon. Here it's the Issa is because it's written in the wrong type of ink. And there it's B'chol Lashon. And before by B'chol Lashon, Amachlekes. The Rav Huna said, Ein Matzilim and Chisar Matzilim. So we declare this Shaila fi both Ma'an Diyam. So let's see it inside. Are you allowed to be matzilim from a fire or not? To boil the mandi matzilim. Again, all these shalos are on Shabbos. Am I allowed to go on Shabbos to be matzilim or not? That's the question. To boil the mandi matzilim. Let's we clear the shalos here of Chista holds matzilim by B'chol Lashon. And to boil the mandi matzilim, we clear the shalos according to Rav Huna holds a matzilim by B'chol Lashon. To boil the mandi matzilim, we clear the shalos here of Rav Huna. Hani mili hechiksiv targum B'chol Lashon. There, which written in every language, there Rav Huna says you're not matzilim. Av halcha d'ksiv loshad kodesh. Here it's written as kodesh matzilim. It's better. Maybe it's more chashuv. Maybe he even agrees. Even he agrees that's bzayin and you'll be matzlut. Oydama. You can say the opposite. Afilu ma'adiyam matzilim. You come to ma'adiyam rochist. Holds matzilim there. Hanim yilehech ksiva b'diyam. The mekayim there. It's written with ink, which is mekayim, which could last a long time. So there's a bzayin and a kodesh if you don't save it. Ma'ashaykin avahach gimel mekayim. It's not going to last too long. These inks don't last too long. Loy. You can't save it. It's not such a big bzayin to let it burn. Amalei. So he answered, ain't matzilim. You can't save it. Rav Nuno tana matzilim. Rav Nuno said klar that you are matzlet. Amalei itanya tanya. If you have a, you say Rav Nuno has a brisa that matzilim. Okay, what am I going to do? Itanya tanya. If it's a brisa, my tanya. Where is this brisa that says that you can be matzel even something that's written in other with other type of inks? Am Rav Ashi itanya with the brisa. Ain bein svaron legilam. There's no difference in halacha between svarim and megillah. Elsha svarim nechrotav mechol ashoin, svarim keritim mechol ashoin, and megillah after ksuva ashurus al sefer b'diyoy. And megillah until it's written ashurus al sefer b'diyoy. And the way Rashi learns it, there's a diak over here, that's mashma, that by sefer Torah you don't need diyoy. You don't need diyoy. It's written mechol ashoin. It says megillah after ksuva ashurus al sefer b'diyoy. Now since it says by megillah diyoy, and it doesn't say the other things, it's muchach. The other Sefer Kodesh is written by other things also. And since you can write it, therefore it's mutter to read it, and therefore you can matzal it. That's kind of braisa. But the pella is that this is the way it sounds like Rashi is learning. And the pella is, like Tosfos says, a bunch of kashas over here, that this is a. This is talking about writing it with different lashonis, not talking about the shaila of a tzala frey adleika. So if he holds that it's written b'chol lashon, so then no shaykh is to our shaila over here. Our shaila is going according to the Mandi Amma holds that you're not allowed to write it, and the question is matzil or not. Here he says you're allowed to write it. So what's going on over here? What's the raya from this brisa? It's a shver raya from this brisa, and Ayin Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara Vayta, of course it is Kal, a few of the Mekashas on this, right? But some there are some Rishonim actually who not even Goyris, this whole Rav Ashi. Bal Kaponim, Lemaisa, the way we have the Gemara is like this, that we had here a Shaila of someone's written other type of inks, could you save it or not? Rav Menuna said Matzilim, and he said, where is the Brisa that says that? Rav Huna said, Ein Matzilim. But Rav Menuhin said Matzilim, said I have a brice like that. And what's the brice? So the brice says that the svarim are nechtav mechol lashon, and even not b'diyoy. And that's the raya that Matzilim, because you see, it's a regular kosher sefer Torah. If you let it write it, let it read it. Let it read it, avad, you have to save it. So the Gemara Vayit. Boy minei Rav Huna b'chol of Rav Nachman. Sefer Torah shemir lakash menem v'chol mashoy, shoskin parashish v'mashoy, oray matzilin oiz menem v'dleiko yem matzilin. On new shayla, the minimum amount to have a chashivas of a sefer Torah is 85 oisyes, like the parasha of Vayhi ben Tzoya Aron. That's the parasha of Mizrach has 85 oisyes, 85 letters in there. That's the minimum amount of letters to be considered have kedusha sefer Torah. So the question was that you have a sefer Torah that was a regular good sefer Torah, but then it got erased or it got worn out, and all was left is spread out through the sefer Torah was 85 oisyes. Then the question was, is that matzilim or not matzilim? That was the question. Why don't you clear the shayla of vayibit sayaron gufa, that alone have the suffix. Vayibit sayaron is 85 oisyes, and it was missing one ice. Are you matzal or not? Why do you have to ask on a whole sefer Torah that was missing some ice? Just clear on the parash of Yimitzayah itself. So Rav Huna bar Chalav, the Shaila says, Heichad the chasa parash of Yimitzayah loikon boyle. When it's missing in the parash of Yimitzayah, there's no Shaila that you matzal it. The Kivin Isbe has chorus, since in the parash of Yimitzayah it had the Shem Hashem, even though it doesn't have the 85 ICOs, the minimum, still, since it's written kedin, the loch is that yematzlo, because Hashem Hashem. Kikum abayle, what's my whole shayla? Sefer Torah, she'im boy, lelaket. If it's Sefer Torah that doesn't have enough, and doesn't have in there any haskaras Hashem Hashem, that is where the shayla is. You don't want to say Himitzoy, Himitzoy has Hashem Hashem. Therefore, we cleared a shayla with a sefer Torah. They got worn out and only left the 85 ICOs, but none of them are Hashem Hashem. The question is, could you matzil it or not? No, that was a shayla. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, "E matzil noise, you cannot save it. You can't save it because less than 85 ICOs does not have a chashivas enough to save it, to save a Torah from a leika." Eisvei. So they asked the kasha, Rav Huna asked the kasha to Rav Nachman from a braisa. It says in the braisa, Targum, let's say you have a Kisvei Kodesh, a part of a Sefer Torah, that the Targum in that Kisvei Kodesh is Shekosvu Mikra. You wrote a Mikra. One of the examples Rashi gives, that we have a Pasuk by Lavan, where they made a pile, and they made a bris there, a covenant. It says, Yigar Sahadusa, which is a Lashon of Aramaic, in the Torah. And you wrote that, you wrote Gal Eid. You wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh, let's say. Or a Mikra, so Lashon Targum. Or you wrote something that's supposed to be a Mikra, you wrote it in Lashon Targum. Or the Ksav Ivris, you wrote the regular Sefer Torah in Lashon HaKodesh, but you used the Ksav Ivris, a different type of Ksav, a bigger Ksav. The loch is Matzilin Mepnei Adleika, you allowed it to save it. The Ein Tzarech Loimar, Targum Sheva Ezra Vesoniel Vesheva Torah. If you wrote it right, and it was like Ezra is written, the whole Ezra is written in Targum, or the Neil is written in Targum, or the Targum of Torah, you wrote it right, and you're Vada there, you Matzil that. Targum Sheva Torah, my Nihu, you Gar Sadusa. Just the word Yigar Sahadusa alone, you're going to save. It's only two words, and it's not 85 letters. So you see, even less than 85 letters, you're going to save by Adleika. You told me you have to have at least 85 letters for Adleika. But anything less than 85 Adleika, you're passing that. You're not allowed to save on Shabbos. And here we see even two words, Yigar Sahadusa, which is around 10 of the 12 letters, that Avada, you could save. So what's going on here? When it says Yigar Sahadusa, you could save. It means that's being mashlim, the 85 oisiyos, even though it's Targum, still you can save it. That's halacha, still you might see them like it. Even if those words are just lahashlim, that's enough. Avada, you need 85 words. Another sophic. A similar thing, about the first thing, Hani when you say 85 oisos, they have to be consecutive, or it can be spread out the whole Sefer Torah, one letter here, one letter there, all together 85 letters in the whole Sefer Torah. So Tosafot Rebbe Avraham, that before the Gemara already is mashmat, says the Lashon Lelaket, that was the case. But okay, the Gemara, but that's the Kasha, Tosafot blocks forever with that Kasha. But the question is it Mechunasos or Mefazaros? So the Gemara Huna on Mechunasos. It has to be dafka in one place. If Chistam Afil Mefazaros even spread out. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Rav Huna, Meisvei, Sefer Torah Shabalu, Sefer Torah got worn out. If it was enough to gather up 85 Oisiyos all over the place, Lakit means to gather from all places, including Parashah Vimitzai Aroin, like the size of Parashah Vimitzai Aroin, Matzilin. You could save it on Shabbos. And Lav, E Matzilin. But if not, you cannot save it on Shabbos. Klar, that Lelakit is enough. Tif Rav Huna, Tekash Rav Huna, Tegum Rav Chistle Rav Huna, Betevois. Rav Huna agrees that you can have different words all over the place, but you can't have different letters all over the place. Every word has to be complete. You have to vayomer and vayikra. You can take one vayomer here, vayikra here, and something else here, here, ben here. But you can't have like a beis, a nun, a gimel, a dalet. That you can't do. That's what Rav Huna held. Rav Huna agrees that tevas could be melaket. Therefore, fits it to the lashon of melaket.